Technology. I'm going to try and summarise a number of technology stories very quickly. Wish me luck here. Sky News. You've heard about this in the main news. You'll hear an update at 11 o'clock about this. British firms face a serious risk over the collapse of the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank. The Chancellor has warned, but said the government is working at pace to limit the damage from this and how it might affect the tech sector, tech businesses over here. You'll hear more about that in the news overnight and into tomorrow. ScienceAlert.com. Superconductivity at room temperature under mild temperatures. A team of physicists led by a man called Rangadias at University of Rochester, New York, now claim that they might have cracked it, demonstrating a rare earth metal called lutetium, combined with hydrogen and nitrogen, can conduct electricity without any resistance at room temperature, 21 degrees Celsius. That is a huge thing, because when you transmit electricity, you always lose something. That's resistance, effectively. And this could obviate or remove that. And one other quick story, South China Morning Post, not reported in the UK yet. Researchers say that China is planning a huge satellite network, kind of in opposition to competition to Starlink. Let's get on the man who knows about these things. Not a ton of time to do it. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. It's been a long time, Fevzi. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Very good. What do you think about China starting a possible Starlink network of its own? Is that likely that we might see, bearing in mind the amount of investment that that takes and the amount of stuff you have to put up into the sky, do you see that happening?
So they're saying they want to put up about 13,000 satellites. Starlink currently has about 3,000, but with plans for about 40,000. I mean, I think from a Chinese point of view, it absolutely makes sense in two ways. These are in low orbit. There's only a certain amount of space there, if you'll pardon the pun. And therefore, if Starlink gets them all up there first, it's going to be very hard for the Chinese to put together a meaningful network. So there is straight competition. Then there is the ability, because these satellites, I mean, certainly Starlink satellites can be manoeuvred, and they could be manoeuvred to crash into or surveil competing satellites. So it's actually going to be sort of tiger country up there now. But from a Chinese point of view, absolutely makes sense. From a Western perspective, that this is bad news.
Superconductivity, Fevzi, that is the dream, isn't it? In electricity, in anything technical, to have something that conducts electricity perfectly is the holy grail.
Yeah, so superconductivity and also super magnets you can make as well. So the magnets that go in things like scanners are hugely, hugely expensive to manufacture. You'll be able to manufacture as much more easily. And as you alluded to, every time we transit electricity over wires over long distances, we lose a great deal. If we could even reduce that by a reasonable amount, I mean, that would do huge amounts for reduction in global warming and reduction in our costs. It would be great. I would just strike one note of caution, if I may. The team involved in this made similar claims some time ago. They published this claim some time ago, and then they had to retract it upon peer review. So all of these things, like any scientific findings, they're published in a journal, and then their peers, other scientists, will review them, and that's what's going to happen now. But there is a little bit of a bad taste over this particular group.
Yes, I did read another write-up on this that cast a lot of doubt about it. So we'll see what happens, but maybe they're on to something that might lead in this direction. Just quickly, another story that hasn't made news in the United Kingdom, and I only heard this on America's fabulous National Public Radio. Researchers at Cornell University in the US are working on an AI tool called ConvoWizard. I don't know if you've heard of this, Tess.
Yes,
it works like a browser extension, and it warns you if you're having a text exchange, an exchange in text with somebody, if you're about to say something that might be taken the wrong way, might start an argument, it warns you about it.
Yeah. So sometimes we, you know, in the heat of a conversation, we sort of maybe don't express ourselves in the most balanced
appetite
terms.
Way.
And we say things. So what happens is this AI system gives you color warnings. So the more red the color, the more dangerous the conversation is becoming. Now, you may be deliberately trying to irritate and upset somebody, in which case,
never.
You know, it'll give you the feedback for that. But it is interesting, isn't it, that we now have machines that are becoming sophisticated enough to catch our tone. One great use for this, I think, is for communication between people from different countries. And I don't mean speaking different languages. I mean, for example, the Dutch tend to speak very good English, but the Dutch psyche is very different to the UK psyche. So they are very direct. And what is seen by us as being sort of British politeness is seen by them as being almost dishonest.
I completely get you. So it can potentially step in and stop you saying something that wouldn't play very well in another market. How fascinating, Fevzi. I'm sorry we don't have any more time. You're sounding great tonight, by the way. If people want to check you out, get technical information, ask your question, whatever, where do they go?
You can come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or check out the Gadget Detective podcast anywhere you get your good podcasts, including, of course, your one, Howard.
Fevzi Turkoff, sounding fab. He is the Gadget Detective and always has been.